Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the second reading we heard from Ephesians, a wonderful prayer from St. Paul. Let me just read it to you again. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you have been rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we hear your word this morning, fill us with your Holy Spirit and open our ears so that we would not only understand your word, but we would go then and live your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Holidays can be a great time to forget about the outside world, to let everything else go and just relax, especially when you're at the bottom of South Australia on a farm, just cows and sheep and space and silence. It was great. But even then, even when you think you're away from everything, it's still hard to completely cut yourself off from the world around you. And when we did turn on the news or listen to the radio, what did we hear? More bombs exploding in Lebanon. 100 people a day still dying, still being killed in Iraq. Another tsunami in Indonesia. Petrol prices still going up. The higher than expected inflation figures send shockwaves through the financial market. And those small glimpses of the outside world really left me with a sense of helplessness. I didn't really want to know. What could I do about it anyway? And even when we managed to tune out of what was going on in the wider world, that same helplessness stayed with me, even in our local area. We worshipped at a small country congregation, a congregation struggling to survive. Not many families, not many children, struggling to reach out to their local community, struggling to make a difference. And in a community itself which is struggling to survive. And it made me think of our own parish here in the Illawarra. How helpless we feel sometimes. How limited we are in our resources and our gifts. How desperate we are to find programs that work, that something for the young people, something to bring people into our church. Ways that we can serve our community, ways and opportunities to build up our community of faith. And that sense of helplessness can be so overwhelming at times that it seems the only option we have is to give up. To simply accept that this is how it is and that nothing's going to change. When St. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, and he wrote from prison, he wrote to people struggling with issues much the same as we struggle with today. And he wrote to encourage them, to build them up. And one way he did this was to remind them that he was praying for them. And he reminds the people exactly who he's praying to. He prays to a God who is so abundantly rich. Rich in grace. That wonderful, rescuing, liberating, healing grace. And so in the first and second chapter of Ephesians, he writes and he talks about this God, and he says, God who is rich in mercy out of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive in Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. God is a God of abundance. He is so full of grace and he doesn't hold back. And so we hear in the gospel reading of Jesus feeding 5,000 people, and there have been baskets and baskets left over. What a wonderful illustration of God's grace and mercy. But the God Paul prays to is not only gracious and merciful, he's also powerful. And even though from a human point of view it's often hard to see God's power at work in our world, and yet the greatest evidence we have of God's power happened in human history, happened in our world, when Jesus was raised from the dead. You see, without the resurrection, we would still be lost. We would still be cut off from God's love and his mercy. And without the resurrection, we would still be the victims of the power of sin and death. And there would be no future for us. There would be no hope. And there would be no point in praying. Why pray to a God who is impotent? Why pray to a God who can't actually change anything? There's no point. But by raising Jesus from the dead, God showed that he is powerful, that he has the power over death. And so the God that Paul prays to for the church is a powerful God, and a God rich in grace and mercy. And when we look at our world today, when we look at the state of our relationships with family and friends, when we look at our church, surely this is a God that we should pray to too. To this God. Not a God who demands obedience before he answers prayer. Not a God who tallies up all our good things and keeps a record of the wrongs. But a God who is rich in grace and mercy. And a God who is powerful enough to make changes. Surely we pray to that God too. But what should we pray for? Well, what does Paul pray for here? It's interesting, he doesn't start off praying for the problems of society or an end to the evils in the world or the injustice in our world. Paul prays for the church. And the church, of course, is not bricks and mortar. The church is people. You and I. And Paul prays that the church be given this unusual combination of power and love. Power and love. And we should pray for those things too, for our church. You see, we need them both, power and love. There are plenty of examples of powerful people in this world, movers and shakers, leaders, people who change things. But so often, the people who are powerful don't show much love. You just look at what's happening in Lebanon at the moment. Plenty of power there, but not much love. And on the other side, there are are plenty of examples in this world of people who show love. People who selflessly devote their lives in service of others. But often it's those loving people that don't seem to have much power. They're the ones who get walked over, who get used. Or if you think about how powerless you feel as you sit and watch someone you love die, your love is not enough to stop them dying. We need both power and love. But when we pray, we don't pray for human power and human love. We pray that God would give us his power and his love. And that's what St. Paul prays for the church. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, God may grant that you be strengthened in your inner being through power, through the Holy Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you have been rooted and grounded in love. Pray for that divine power and love. Not to change the world, but to change our hearts. You see, it's true that the hardest change to make is the change in ourselves. It's easier to bemoan the fact that we can't do anything about what's happening in our world rather than think about what we can do. And the thing we can do is to allow ourselves to be changed. To allow Jesus to change us from the inside. And that change starts with prayer. And it continues with prayer. And it ends with prayer. And we pray for the daily renewing of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That power that was given to us in our baptism, but which we so easily forget. We are given the power to change. We are given the power to see each day as different from the previous one. But while we pray for that power, that divine power, that in itself is not enough. And so Paul also prays for the gift of God's love. And like Paul, I pray too that you would know the unknowable. That you would know the magnitude of God's love for you. Because there's nowhere that the love of Jesus can't penetrate. There's no heart that's too hard. There's no situation that's too desperate. There's no will that's too stubborn for Jesus to penetrate. And I pray that you would know the depth and the length and the breadth and the height of the love of Jesus. Because it's his love that can change us. It's his love that can make us look beyond ourselves and reach out to others in love. One ancient commentator on this passage saw those dimensions, the height, depth, length and breadth. He saw them reflected in the cross. As the upright pole of the cross reaches down to earth and stretches up to heaven. And the crossbeam carries the outstretched arms of Jesus in invitation and welcome to the world. And that is the extent of Jesus' love for his world. There's nowhere that it won't go. That is the magnitude of his love. And it's illustrated best in the cross. That most unlovely of places. The place where Jesus seemed to be the most powerless of men. is where God demonstrated his power and his great love for each one of us. It's his power and his love that can change us, that can change our inner being. And it's available to us every day when we return to our baptism. It's available to us in prayer. It's available to us right here when we come and we hear those precious words given for you, shed for you. God's love given for you. God's power shed for you. Take it. Hold on to it. As we look around our world, we may feel helpless about doing anything to change things. And we may even wonder what God is really doing. But before we get too despondent, before we give up, let's take on board Paul's prayer for the church. Let's take a look a little closer to home and make it our prayer too. Let's pray every day for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's pray that we would know the magnitude of God's love, of Jesus' love for us. And for once, let's not worry about the world, but pray for ourselves. Pray for our church. And pray for the changes that need to be made in us. May that be our prayer. That we would know the depth, the height, and the length, and the breadth of Jesus' love for us. Because when we know that, we will never be the same. And as St. Paul says, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we could ask or even imagine. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And the peace and the love of God which passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus.